It's positive news. Traders and business people in High Street have long been expressing their frustration in regard to the bollards and metal fencing which was erected on the street by the council, which led to the subsequent reduction in car parking spaces. Given the dangerous condition of the buildings, and particularly of number 9 High Street, they understood that the council was left with no option but to cordon the buildings off. However, it was generally expected that the owners would have taken the necessary steps long before now to have the buildings either made safe or demolished. I and my council colleagues, and indeed the traders, are conscious of the efforts the council's engineering staff made in recent months to have this case resolved. However, the ongoing failure of the owners to take remedial action to deal with the problem left the council with no option but to take this legal action under the Local Government Sanitary Service Act of 1964. And under this legislation, if the council considers that a structure is dangerous, it can direct the owner to demolish it. The legislation allows the council to prosecute an owner who doesn't comply with the notice, and it also allows the council to carry out the necessary works and charge the owner for the cost. It's clearly unacceptable for any property owners or company to hold the street to ransom for such a length of time. And I know the decision to take legal action will be welcomed by the traders and by the public who use the street.
I suppose, Councillor, nobody really wants to see these buildings being demolished. As you mentioned, there are areas of special conservation in the town, but a decision really had to be made here.
Yeah, well, patience had run out. I met with the council engineers and traders from the street and business people from the street back at the end of February. We're now on the last day of May, and nothing has happened. And clearly everyone has been frustrated, including council staff. And this is the only way forward, unfortunately, to serve this notice on them. And they now have no option but to demolish the structures on 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 High Street.